Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachas daf Pei Aleph. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues its questioning of a braisa that the Gemara brought from the previous daf from Reb Chiya, which was based on, related to the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which discussed that although when one brings a tamura or a chalipon or a vlad of a taid itself, one brings it that animal as a carbon, however, one does not bring that animal with the lachmei taid, with the breads of the taid. Only the taid itself brings the breads. Now, so therefore, Reb Chiya described the case where if a carbon taid gets mixed up with its tamura, and one of them dies. So if it was specifically in the situation where you said Harei Zu, as the Gemara explained in the previous daf, so there's nothing to do anymore over here. What are you going to do? If this animal, we don't know if the remaining one here is the Taida or the Tamura. If it's the Tamura, so then it's not allowed to have breads. It's Chulim Bazara. And if it's a Taida, then it requires bread. You cannot not bring it with breads. So what are you going to do? And therefore, since there's no option, so then you have to let it just become puzzle because there's nothing to do with this animal. There's no rectification for that. So the Gemara was asking different questions, saying why there are different ways and options to bring another animal or bread with it and then stipulate and say that if it's going to be the tamur, then like this, if it's like taita like this, and then we'll be able to figure out, to ameliorate the situation, to be able to bring that animal and not just let it go to waste. And that's what the Gemara continues asking on that halacha of Reb Chiya. So the Gemara continues and says, Yasav Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kameda Rav Nachman. The Yasav Bekamar and Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, he was sitting and he was saying the following question. It says, why? V'leisi behema v'lechem v'lema. Okay, so there's this leftover animal. We don't know if it's the taida or if it's the tamur. Why don't you bring another animal with bread and say as follows? Ihach tekaima tamurhi, if the one that's remaining standing from those two that got mixed up is the tamura, which does not require breads. Okay, so hot taida v'halachma. This new one that we're bringing is its own taida with its own breads. V'ihach tekaima taida here. Now, if the remaining one is actually a taida, so halachma, so this is its breads. V'ha, this new animal that we're bringing, it's not going to be a taida to require breads. To have a tamura should be considered a tamura of a taida, which a tamura does not require breads. So that will stipulate. We'll bring this animal as a carbon, and if that first one is a tamura, then it's a taida, which it's getting the breads. And if the first one is the taida, so this one's a tamura, which does not require breads. Very simple. That's a way of now bringing that remaining animal as a carbon and figuring it out that it'll have the breads if it needs, and if it's not, it won't have it. That Amalei, so Reb Nachman responded to me, says, Ani Mari, answer me, my master. Arba and Bekasve, he's going to get 40 lashes on his shoulder for the words that you're telling him to say, because the Torah says, Lo Yomer Oisai, that you're not allowed to make a tumura, and you're saying, for kasher, that it's okay to initially do this, to figure out a way to ameliorate that remaining carbon to create a tumura, but a tumura is a prohibition, that's a lav. How can you say that's an option of resolving this remaining animal? So the Gemara continues asking. The Gemara says that Ravilo Chalash, Ravilo was ill. Olga Be Abayin Rabbanan came to him. The Yasav Vivakamri, they were sitting, they were saying as follows. You could ask on Reb Chiya's Brice as follows. Im Isa L'Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold of Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. The Amra that he says, we said earlier in this parak, that he holds that if one slaughters the carbon taida inside the Azara, and the breads are chutz l'chayim es azara. The breads are not out of the walls of Yerushalayim, it's just out of the walls of the courtyard. Rabbi Yechanan held that kodesh, that the breads become sanctified, because he doesn't hold like Rish Lakish that al means besamach. It's going to be valid. So then you have the following question. So laisi lechem, v'lois v'chutz l'chayim es azara, v'leima. Bring breads, put them right outside or outside the walls of the azara, as long as within the walls of Yerushalayim, and say as follows. Ihach dekaima toidehi halachma. If the one remaining is the taida, so these are its breads. V'iloi, and if not, lepik l'chulin, let it go out to chulin. In other words, and this is resolving one of the earlier questions we had said, because here you can ask and say, wait a second, are you allowed to bring in chulin to the azara? You're not bringing the chulin to the azara. The breads are going to stay outside. Yet if it's necessary, it will be sanctified with it. So why isn't that a good option of resolving this remaining animal? Says the Gemara, no, mishum de'ika arba lehenef, because there are four breads that need to be elevated. Those are the four breads, one of each of the four types, which each one have 10 breads. Each one has one bread, which makes a total of four that are given to the Kayin, which needs elevation with the Chaz of a Sheik, as the Gemara says in Perek HaMenachas Bais Matzah, that wherever there's breads, the breads have to be on the top. And so what we learn in the Brais and Teres Kayin, and by Tenufa, it says in Parashat Tzav, it says in the Pasek Chazeh, that's the Chazah, that's the breast. The Tenufa refers to lifting up to the basket. Sheik refers to the thigh, which is also given to the Kayin. Hatruma is the Trumas Taida. Now the Trumas Taida are these four breads. Now since you have to elevate these four breads out of all the 40 breads, you have a problem, because Heich 11, what are you going to do now? So yeah, so you can be mekadesh it when it's out of the azara, but the tenufa procedure, what are you going to do? If you're going to say l'nefinu avroi, that do tenufa on the outside, out of the azara, can't, because l'fnei Hashem, because by tenufa it says, has to be in front of Hashem, which means in the azara. And if you're going to say, okay, so gavai, so the tenufa inside, come al chun l'azara, you might be bringing chun to the azara, because it might not be a toida, and might not allow to have bread, and not bring unconsecrated produce into the azara, so hikach lefesh, it's not possible even to do the way you described it according to Rabbi Yechanan, by being mekadesh it out of the azara, because ultimately, you'll have to bring it in if we are utilizing it as lach v'taida. So the Marketing is asking, Maskev l'Rav Shisha b'Rei Davidi, he asks, im isa l'dechizkia, if you hold the chizkia's halacha, the amad that he says, that you could sanctify 40 out of 80 breads, meaning that there is a situation where if one is only supposed to bring 40 breads for the Taydah, that if someone brings 80 breads, okay, 40 out of the 80 are sanctified. If you hold a Chizkiyah's halacha, then leisi behema, v'leisi shmein bahada. So bring another animal and bring 80 breads with it, v'leimen say as follows. If the remaining one from, again, these two animals, they got mixed up and one is still remaining alive, we don't know if it's the Taida or the Temura. So if it's the Taida, so Hanami Tabe Taida. So the animal that I'm bringing with it is also a Taida. Voshmain Mitarvayo, and the 80 breads that I'm bringing are for both of them. Great, each one has 40. And Ihach the Kaima Temurahi, and if this remaining one is a Temura, which doesn't require and you're not allowed to bring breads for it. So Ha Taida V'Halachma. So fine. So that's a Temura, okay, that doesn't need breads, you could sacrifice it as it. And this new animal that I'm bringing is a Toida, and it has its breads. But what do I mean? I'm bringing 80 breads? Oh, that's okay, I'm like Chizkiyah. And let 40 out of the 80 be sanctified. And the other 40, although we're bringing them to the Azara, because you need to do the whole procedure, and maybe we said the remaining one is a Toida, that's okay, because if the remaining one's not a Toida, so the extra 40 is like what you designate for Achrayis as insurance, because that's actually the way Chizki explains it in the earlier Gemara, that he says, L'Achrayis Kamachavin. The intention is for insurance, and someone who designates two Karbanos for Achrayis, both of them actually become sanctified. So you're also, all 80 breads will be sanctified with the Toida, and 40 will be by itself as Achrayis. That's why you can't ask, like the Gemara had earlier asked, and says, what? You're bringing chun to Azara? No, because since the extra 40, according to Chizki, is as insurance, so it's a necessity of the carbon, and therefore that's okay. So although it really is chulin, but that's like the way Hillel the Elder did, that when he would bring a carbon, he would bring it as chulin into the Azara, and he would sanctify it, and then do smicha, and then slaughter it, because he didn't want any invalidation to happen, having benefit from Hekdash up until then. So although it was bringing chulin, but since it was for the utility of bringing a carbon, that was okay. In contrast to what we mentioned before, when there was only one animal, and then we said that maybe it's Temura and you're going to designate breads for it, but the breads are not, if it's really a Temura, the breads have no utility for it whatsoever, that would be a problem about bringing a Chulin to Azara for nothing. But here we're asking, here you're allowed to because it's for the utility of insurance, so maybe that's the option that you should do. Bring another animal with 80 breads, and then either way, the extra 40 is not going to be a problem, but it would also take care of, just in case the remaining animal is a toy that needs the breads. Says the Gemara, no, it's not an option either. Because you're diminishing the consumption of the eating of the 40 breads, where there's actually different kirsalis, either arba, four, or arboim. One interpretation is that you're going to be diminishing the eating regarding the owner. Because what's going to happen is, when this person's bringing 80 breads, the kohen's not going to want to eat from those two sets of breads. Eight, he's going to want to only eat four breads, because he's going to think, really, maybe there's only one carbon toid over here. And therefore, the kohen only deserves to get four. Now, the problem is the owner's also going to be concerned, because he's going to think, maybe really they're both toidus. And therefore, all eight breads are sanctified. And therefore, he's not going to want to eat from the other 40 because it has the four breads of the kohen inside. So therefore, it's going to cause a loss for those other sets of breads. Now, although before we had said that if not, it's just going to go out to chulin, there we didn't have the question, oh, what do you mean you're going to be might the consumption of the 40? Because there's only 40 breads. And there, either way you're going to look at it, you're going to designate four for truma. But over here, we designated two sets, then you could say that maybe the other 40 are not required, and then therefore the kohen's not going to want to eat, but then the owner's not going to want to eat, so therefore you're going to be losing the consumption of those 40 breads. Or another interpretation is, which this scarcity doesn't have necessarily the word arboim, mishum de kamamait b'achila means to say, because now, when, okay, so you're not sure, you're treating both as just in case if the first one was a tayd, you're treating all 80 as lachmei tayd, so you're going to be giving the kain instead of four breads, eight breads, but maybe really it's not a karbon tayd. So that four, where he's giving his truma unnecessarily to the kain, he might ultimately end up diminishing the consumption of the four which are required, because maybe he's not going to find enough kahan to eat up all those eight breads. And it's going to create a situation of nicer because of these extra four that are really chulin, which are not really required to be brought over here. And ultimately, it's going to cause kudshim, which are the required four, to be invalidated. Which b'mayit b'chili means to say that you're diminishing the amount of eaters in the time that it could be eaten. Where again, there's those who have the girsa, m'shem nekumayit b'chili v'arba, where those four which are required, you're going to be diminishing because you're giving him another four. So he's going to eat from all of them, but he might leave over the real four that are the real karbanas. Because of that problem, one cannot do this situation over here because it's going to be causing a diminishment of the consumption, which thus bringing kachem l'beis apsul unnecessarily. The Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana. He says another question you could ask in the Brisa of Rav Chiya. Im isel Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold the Rabbi Yechanan Dama that he says in Masechtas Tamur and Parakeitz and Mariben. Someone designates karmachatas, a female animal that's pregnant, and it gives birth. So Rabbi Yechanan said as follows, says, Ratza b'miskap, if he wants, he could get his atonement, he could bring his karmachatas, the animal itself, the mother. Ratza b'vlad miskap, if he wants, he could bring the child, which was sanctified, as the karmachatas. So based on that, Allah Rabbi Yechanan asks Rav Ashi, so laisi behemu mubaris, we can find a way to fix this remaining animal. Bring a pregnant animal, V'yamtin la'atra teled, wait till it gives birth. V'leisi shemayin b'hada v'leimem, bring 80 breads with them, and say as follows. Ihach dekaima t'murhi, if this remaining animal from those two, which one of them died, they were mixed up and one of them died. You have the remaining one now, and that was a t'mura. Okay. Saha, and as the Bach adds on the word he, ha'hi uvla the taydehi. Okay, fine. These two new animals, because the Gemara now is assuming, in Rabbi Yechon is halacha, the reason why you could have a t'mura with either the mother or the child by the chatas, because they're independent. They're both considered separate animals, like ublav yarchimahi. So here also you could choose to say that, okay, the mother and the child are both independent karbanas taida, and the 80 breads are for both the mother and the child. But you could also say, and if that first one, the one that was remaining, is a taida, okay, so the mother that was designated a pregnant animal is also a karban taida. So the 80 breads is for both that remaining animal and for this pregnant animal, which is a taida. And but you could also choose v'hai, the vlad that was born from that pregnant animal, lahava maisa the taida, should be the leftovers of a kabbat taida, which we, as we learned in the previous daf, maisa taida does not bring breads because it's a vlad, it's a leftover of the taida. Now, here you can say, as the Gemara previously asked, what do you mean? As we had said this on the top of the summit from the previous daf, what, could you designate initially for somebody to be Meitzer of a Taida? Because no, here from when it was designated, it was one animal. When you designated the mother, you weren't designating Meitzeres, you designated the mother. Now, in the mother, there's a child, so that's going to be ultimately Meitzer and the Dabba. But you could choose for it which one to be. So therefore, you'll say, if the first one was a Tamura, so then the child is going to be its own carbon taida. If not, it's a maisa of the taida of the mother, and therefore it's not going to require breads. So you'll figure out how to bring this remaining animal with breads either way. On that, Amalei, so that he responded to him, Rav Kana to Rav Ashi, he says, Man lay malon, who's to tell us that the reasoning? The Amr, Rabbi Yechon has said, as we had explained, that the Gemara was assuming, that if, as Rabbi Yechon said, if you want, you could get atonement with the chatas with the child, because you thought he holds im shayroi, that if you leave alone for the child to be that of kachim, meshuyer, mean to say that you can leave it alone, different and distinct from its mother, to be as two different karbanas, that's what you thought that Rabbi Yechon's halacha was saying, that's why you could bring the chatas either one. The mother is a chatas, so this can be a chatas. That you want to say here also the same idea of that, okay, designate the mother and the child as two separate karbanas taida. Who said that's where Rabbi Yechon's rationale is? Dilma im shayre ein mishur. No, maybe the truth is, if you want to leave alone the child from the mother, you can't do that. When you separate the mother to be a karban, the child by default is going to be sanctified with the mother to be the leftover of that karban. And therefore, when you sacrifice the mother, the child is leftovers, and it's not going to require breads. So behind the time of Rabbi Yechon, so then what's the reason of Rabbi Yechon that he said you could get atonement with the child? What do you mean? It's not his own karban chatas. You're saying it's considered part an excess of the mother. So how can you get atoned with that? That as we had actually quoted this interpretation of Yechon in the previous daf, because the Amar Adam is kapir b'shalach hekdesh for a different reason. He holds a person can get atonement with the increase of a hekdesh. So, but the truth is, if one of them are sacrificed, the other one is automatically going to be considered the leftovers. And therefore, you can't do this to bring the mother and the child, and just in case the one remaining is a tamur, that these two are going to be both taidas, because you can't. Even if they'll both be brought out of taida, one's the meiser of the taida, the other one, and therefore only 40 breads are supposed to be brought, not 80. And you're back to the problem. What are you going to do with the extra 40 in case that remaining one is a tamura, and therefore that's not an option, and therefore the Gemara has yet to refute this halacha of the Brais or Bchia, that the leftover one has no way of tikkun. But the Gemara continues asking, and says, Ravina ikla lidham hoira. He went to this place, dam hoira. Now, Amalei Rav Dimi b'reid Rav Huna midham hoira la Ravina, so those who lived there asked him to Ravina, said, what do you mean? You could do as follows. V'laisi behema, bring a different animal. V'lema harei alai. And let him say that I'm taking upon myself a responsibility to bring a carbon taida, which he's responsible now. Christ, he said a harei alai, took a nether. And let him designate an animal for his carbon taida that he took right now. Then, v'laisi shmein b'hadah v'lema. And actually, v'laisi behema achrita. Then let him bring another animal as insurance for that nether, because he said, oh, harei alai, where he's responsible. And therefore, you could go ahead and bring in achrayis because you are responsible, and the sanctity of achrayis, of insurance, will take effect on that other animal. Where now, there's three animals over here. There's the remaining one, there's the one that he said harei alai, and there's the one that he's bringing as insurance for the one of harei alai. Now, v'leis ishmein ba'ad dov alema, let him bring 80 breads and say as follows. If that remaining one is a tamura, both of these are carbon taida, and the 80 breads are for both of them. And if the remaining one was a taida, and this that I said is also taida. So the 80 breads are for both of them, for the leftover one, which is a taida, and this one. And yes, the third one should really be as insurance, which we had said in the previous daf, those achrayis, those chalipin, those don't require the breads to be brought with them. So therefore, the 80 breads will have a way to go either way. If the first one, if the remaining one was a tamura, so it's going to be for this one, which is going to be a taida. And if that one was a taida, so then this one's just going to be just achrayis, not require breads. Why isn't that a way of fixing the situation of the remaining animal? So Malay, so on that, Ravina responded to Rav Dimi b'reid Rav Huna, he says, look, the Torah says in Kehelis, Toiva shaloi tider, better that one does not take a vow, because it's forbidden for someone to say harei alai, because maybe misha tider b'leit shalim, when you take the vow, you might not pay up, it might get lost, and you might not designate another one in its place, because that's what the pasuk when it's talking about tader, is taking a ned, is when someone says harei alai, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the ned is when you say harei alai, oila, and the dove is when you say harei zu oila. So the Torah tells you not to take a nether. And you're giving an option to try to rectify the situation by making a person take a nether of a re'alai. We don't do that. We don't want a person making a nether. And therefore, there's no options. The Gemara has resolved all the questions that are asked on the Braisa of Rav Chiya. And therefore, like Rav Chiya had said, when someone says, Harezu, Taida, and then he makes a tamura, and then they get mixed up. And one of them dies, the one that's remaining, there's nothing to do about it because we don't know if it's the tamura or the taida, and therefore you can't bring it because if it's a tamura, you don't bring bread. And if it's a taida, you do bring bread. So what do you do? And as we had asked, there's no other way of adding different things to try to mix it up and fix up because of, as we had said, they're not going to be valid options, and therefore that one has no ticket. Now continuing on the halachas of Aperek regarding the lachmei taida, the Mishnah says, "Ha'ayim harei alai toida." Someone says, "Take upon myself a neder to bring a carbon toida, Thanksgiving offering." So then, Allah says, "Yovehi v'lachmim v'nachulim." Both the toida itself and its breads have to come from unconsecrated produce. It can't come from ma'aser money, because since he said harei alai, so that's an obligation. As we said, it's a neder, and anything that's an obligation, the Gemara teaches later on that could only come from chulin, from unconsecrated produce. Now continues the Mishnah Amid Beis. Let's say he says that Taida alai minachulin v'lachma minamaisa. Let's say he says that the taida, the animal itself, yes, I'm going to bring from chulin, but the breads I want to bring from maiser sheni money. Which maiser sheni produce is brought to Yerushalayim, can be exchanged for money and used to buy food items. So he says, okay, I want the breads to be brought from maiser sheni money. says the Mishnah, no, here too. Yavihi v'lachma min achulin. Both the animal and the breads have to be brought from chulin, because the breads are secondary to the taida. Once he says, harei alei taida min achulin, that he has to bring the taida as he's saying from chulin, so by default he has to bring the breads, also is that which is in the obligation of, has to be obligatory things that have to be brought from chulin. Now, although that he said later on, oh, but I want to bring the breads from my, so that's not significant. The breads were already considered part of the obligation of the taida, which has to be brought from chulin. Let's say, however, he says, Toidim in HaMaiser. I want to bring the Toida from Maiser money. Maiser Sheni money, specifically the second tithe, which is eaten in Yerushalayim. V'lachma min HaChulin. And, okay, the breads I'll bring from Chulin. So then says the Mishnah, oh, in that situation, Yavi, then he should bring like he took a vow. But if let's say he says, I want to bring he, the Toida, V'lachma min HaMaiser, that I want to bring both of them from Maiser. So here also, so Yavi, he could bring as he took a vow. Now, the Gemara will explain, this says that Yavi, he brings from Meister Sheni money. It's not an obligation, because of course, if he would bring from Chulin, for sure that would be valid. It just means to say, but if he wants to, yes, in this situation, since it was a stipulation in the obligation in the first place, Meister Sheni money can be used for consumption purposes, which he's doing with the carbon toida and the breads. So if in that situation, he could bring it from the Meister Sheni. But qualifies the Mishnah, although, as we said, in this situation, you could bring it from Meister Sheni, but v'lo yavi, he should not bring the bread, mechiti Meister Sheni, from the wheat itself, that's the Meister Sheni, as Igmal explained the reason for that, meaning Meister Sheni, this truma, Meister, when one has a field with grain, he has to give up trumas and Meisters, and the second type is Meister Sheni, brings up Yerushalayim, says the Mishnah, you cannot bring, however, the actual Meister Sheni wheat, and use that for the breads of the Taida, which are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. It means the money of Meister Sheni. It means to say, when someone has the Meister Sheni, he doesn't want to take it all the way up to Yerushalayim, so he deconsecrates it onto money, and the money then is used to buy stuff for food purchases in Yerushalayim. That money could be used to purchase the flour for the Lachmei Taida, but not the actual wheat kernels themselves from the grain that had grown in this field, and which were then separated as Meister Sheni. Amar Rav Huna says, continue on the halachas of our Mishnah, he says, related to the halach of our Mishnahs, if someone says, I'm taking upon myself a responsibility to bring the breads of a toida. Says Rav Huna, the halacha is, maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring an animal sacrifice and the breads. My tamer, what's the reason? He only said he's bring the breads of a toida. Because may the other high gabba, this person surely knows, the lechem b'loi toida lo yikrim. You can't bring breads without a carbon toida if you bring the breads of a toida. V'hai toida v'lachma kama. So obviously he's saying he's bringing the toida with its breads. So then why did he say he's bringing the breads of the taida? So if milsenaket, he's just saying the end of the sentence, meaning his intention was to take a neder of a taida and then bread. So since the bread is the secondary, is the last thing, he just said the end of the sentence without saying the beginning, but his intention is to bring the taida and his bread. However, on this halacha Rav Huna, the Gemara asks, "Tanan v'lein in our Mishnah." The Mishnah said, "Taida min ha-maiser, v'lachma min ha-chulam." Let's say someone takes a vow and he says, "I want to bring the taida from maiser and the bread's from Chulin." So the Mishnah said, Yavi, he should bring it. Which the Gemara explains means Kamash another, like he took the vow, which the Toida he'll bring from Meiser, but the breads he has to bring from Chulin. On that is the Gemara and Rav Huna, but Vamai, why, Kivin the Amr Lachma and Achulin, since he said that the breads he's going to bring from Chulin, Seiros, you should say that he's only saying the end of the sentence. So, like just like you said, when someone says, I'm bringing Lachme Toida, which is the obligation of bringing Lachme Toida, he's taking a nether. Here also, when he's saying that he's bringing the breads from Chulin, which is the obligatory Lachme Toida, Yavihi v'lachma min ha-chulin, he should also have to bring the Toida itself from Chulin, which is like Rav Huna's halacha. When you say the end of the sentence in the obligatory way, not like the Meister Sheni way, just as from Chulin, you have to bring the Toida also from Chulin. Why does it say the Toida only has to be from Meister Sheni? So the Gemara, no, Shani Hasam, there in the halacha, the Mishnah is different. The Kivin, the Omer, Toidim, and the Meiser, because since he already said that he's bringing the Toidim from Meiser, then Nasa Kaima, then when he says at the end, but I want to bring the breads from Chulin, it's as if he's saying, yeah, usually if you just say I'm bringing Lachme Toidim from Chulin, then you would have to bring Toidim from Chulin too. But in this situation, it's like as if he's saying, Harele Lechem Lifter Toidasa Shalplaini, that is upon me to bring breads, not as part of, which it would be obvious to bring his own Toida with it, but rather to exempt the Toida of that person. Where in that situation, obviously, all he would have to bring would be breads, because he's bringing it for someone else's Toida. Here also, it sounds like when he's saying, Harei Elai Min HaChulin, to exempt the Toida that I'm already bringing from Meiser. So although the Lachmei Toida should require its Toida with it, but he already said he's bringing a Toida from Meiser, so although it's not really the same thing, but just like you could bring Lachmei Toida to exempt someone else's Toida, for sure his own toy that's being brought from Ma'aseh Sheni, you don't have to bring the toy, the osa from Chulin, only the lechem. But on this, the Gemara asks, well, Iyach, if that's the case, then Reisha, the Diktani, in the earlier halacha, the mission that said, let's say he says, Toyde min ha-chulun v'lachma min ha-maisah. If he says, I'm bringing the Toyde from Chulin, but the breads I'm bringing from Maisa. Oh, then the Mishnah said, Yavihi v'lachma min ha-chulun. Then it and its breads has to be brought from Chulin. Although he said that he's only wants to bring the breads only from Maisa, not from Chulin, he's obligated both in the Toyde and the breads. The question is why? Hachinami Hiroso, you should say, Nasa ka'ima ha-re'alai toida. It should be as if he's saying that I'm taking upon myself to bring a toida without breads. Lift ulachma shal pleini to exempt that person's bread. We're in this situation of his ma'aser sheni breads, just like you're saying in the flip side. Why don't you say the same thing over here? You said by the lechem that it can be brought from chulin, even though the toida is from ma'aser. So why don't you say that the same thing should be the other way too? That the toida could be brought from chulin and the lechem could be brought from ma'aser sheni. And that says the Gemara, "Hachi hashta, is it comparable?" Bishlem lechem lemifter toida asi. We understand that breads come to exempt and they're secondary to the toida. Toida lemifter lechem asi. Does the toida come to exempt the breads? We had said previous that lechem glal toida and toida is not glal lechem. So therefore, if the toida has to be brought from chulin, then the breads also have to be brought from chulin, even though he wants to say from ma'aser sheni. In contrast, when the breads are from chulin, that doesn't impose upon the animal. The animal is the primary. So therefore, the animal can be brought from ma'aser, even though the breads are brought from chulin, and that will not impose on the animal. But Gemara continues asking Tashima on Rav Huna from the following braisa. The braisa says, Ha'ima ha're'alei toida b'lei lechem. Someone says, I'm taking upon myself responsibility to bring a korban toida, but I don't want to bring the breads. I know a toida usually comes with breads. I don't want to bring the breads. Or v'zevach b'lein nesach, I want to bring an animal sacrifice. I want to bring something to Beit HaMikdash. But I want to bring the libations, the wine that has to be brought together with the korban. Says the braisa, k'yifin say we force him, or maybe toida b'lachma zevach nesachem. He has to bring the toida with the breads and the animal sacrifice with the nesachem. Which, because since it comes part of a korban and he's donating a korban, he has to bring that with it. On that, asked the Gemara, but it sounds like time of the Amar, the reason is because he said Taida. So that's why we have to bring the breads with it. Avaloyam or Taida, but let's say he didn't say that he'd bring a Taida. Rather, let's say the opposite. Let's say he said he's only bringing the breads, then actually he wouldn't have to bring anything because the Taida is not secondary to the breads. Well, that refutes Rav Huna, where Rav Huna said if you say you bring Lachmi Taida, you have to bring the Taida with it. So the Gemara, now who had the Navagav the Lema Taida? The truth is even if it's in the reverse, even if he didn't say Taida, that even if he said just bring the breads, you would also have to bring the toida b'lachma. But for I did the kabbalah misna zevach b'lein nesachim. And since we wanted to learn the other case too, which was when you want to say you bring a carbon without the nesachim, that then we said you have to bring the nesachim with it too. Where did the loy masna lein nesachim lein zevach? Then you cannot say the flip side of saying, oh, if you say you want to bring the libations without the carbon, then you have to bring the carbon with it, because you can't say that you're going to force them to bring zevach and nesachim. Because actually, a person could donate wine to bring by itself, as the Gemara says in Perakam Anachas van nesachim. So in that situation, you actually wouldn't force him with zevach and nesachim. So tanenami toidah. So therefore, we also learned toidah without the lechem, and not the lechem without the toidah. Because although lechem without the toidah would be the same halacha, but nesachim without the zevach wouldn't be, because actually he would just bring the nesachim. That's why we kept it that way. But truthfully, it doesn't refute Rav Huna. Now, once we introduce this braisa, the Gemara actually asks on the braisa, Amai, why is it that we force him when he says, I want to bring the toida without the breads, that we force him to bring the toida with the breads? Actually, neder epischa imuhu, this is a vow that has its opening with the vow, because he's opening up with regret already. In other words, since he says, toich kedei dibur, within the time frame of a few seconds, he says, I want to bring it without bread. So obviously he's retracting from his obligation to bring a korban toida, because he knows that you can't bring a toida without bread, and he knows you can't bring a zevach without nesachim. So actually the Gemara's question is, he shouldn't have to bring anything, because he's retracting right away. And therefore that should undo his neder right away. So why does he have to bring both? To the contrary, he shouldn't have to bring anything. So Amechizki says, because Hamani Bishamai, who's the Tan of this brace? It's Bishamai. Dami, that they say, Tafas Lashon Rishon, that we pick and we select that the primary thing that he's saying is the first thing that he's saying. So since he first said, Harealai Toida, he immediately became obligated in the Toida, which includes the breads with it too. And although he says something later on, we don't go based on that, we go based on his first statement. There's not like a Mishnah Mesechtas Nazir. Mishnah says, if someone says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, min ha-gregoris, from dried figs, and min ha-dvela, from pressed figs. Now, Naziris is only from wine, not from figs. Beshame Oimim Nazir. Beshame says, he's a Nazir. Why? Because we picked the first thing that he said, and since he opened up by saying, Hareini Nazir, oh, Nazir, already those words mean a Nazir, which is from wine. What he says, Minagregis Minadvelim, we don't pay attention to. We only go based on the first thing that he said. No, Basil says he's not a Nazir, because although he took a Nazir, he took a Neder of Hareini Nazir, but his the opening was right there. He said, from what? He was explaining from figs. Figs is not Nazir, and therefore he's not a Nazir at all. So therefore that price is like Bishami. Rabbi Yechonami says, a Philip Tamer, you could even say that price that says that we force him to bring the taidu with the breads is basil. How so? But Aimer Kristuma, where the person says, Ilo Hayisi Yedea, She'ein Noidrinkach, Oi, had I known that you cannot take a nadu like that to bring a taidu without breads, then Lo Hayisi Noidrinkach Elekach, then I wouldn't have made a nadu like that. I rather would have made it the way it's supposed to be, with a taidu with his breads. Now, therefore, here you can't say like Beis Hillel had said, and as the Gemara's question was that, oh, it's a neder with its Pesach with the charata right away. To the contrary, he's not having charata. He said, I didn't know. Then I would have done it the right way. So then the question is, so my koyfin. So then, to what's the Brisa saying that we force him? If you're saying his intention was all along to do it the right way, and he wasn't retracting, so of course he has to bring the Torah with the breads. No, because the kabayi hader bay. Because now he wants to. After that, he said and he told us what he would have said. But now he wants to back out. So that's what we're saying, that no, that he can't back out, and we force him. But it's only because his intention was not to have a Pesach, to have Charata. He would have made the right thing. But now you can't back out, and never could even be like Basil. But Toshima, the Gemara says, from our following Brisa, it seems to be like the interpretation of Chizkiya, that this halacha is like Bisham and not like Basil. Because the Brisa says, someone says, I'm taking upon myself responsibility of bringing a taida, but not with the breads. Or Vizevich Bolei Nesach, I want to bring a carbon, but without the libations. But Vamrulay, they tell him, no. Havi taida Vilachma, you have to bring a taida with the breads. Vizevich Nesachim, the carbon with the Nesachim. Vayman, he says, oh, Ilo Yisidei Shekein, had I known that that's the case, I would have to bring both? La Yisidei, I would never have made an edda then. Still says, the Brisa, Kaifa Naisa, they force him, Vamrulay, they tell him, a pasuk in the Varm. Shama v'shamata, you have to safeguard and you have to listen, as the Gemara will shortly explain what that means. But says the Gemara, Bishlam l'chizki, we understand according to chizki, nichile. This price we understand, because here you could also explain this going like Bishamai, who says, we don't care what you wanted to back out. We go based on the first sentence, first words that you said, which was that you're bringing a carbon tide, which includes the breads. Elder B'yechin and Kash, because B'yechin is difficult. What are you going to say over here to resolve it, to say it's like Basil? But he explicitly here in this brace is saying that his intention was not to bring both of them. So then we're back to the question. According to Basil, that's Neder U'Pasachimoy, and therefore he should not be obligated to any of them. You can't say, like we had answered before, to say, no, his intention was that he would have done it the right way, it's just now he's backing out. And the brace says, clearly his intention was not, and it's a Neder U'Pasachimoy. So it's like, well, I'm lechol Rabbi Yechon. You're right, Rabbi Yechon will tell you, Havadei Beishamai, you're right, this price is most definitely like Beishamai. I was just saying the earlier price, so that's not necessarily the case. That could be like Beisil, but this one would obviously be like Beishamai. Now, clarify the Gemara, my Shoma v'Shamata, what according to this price is like Beishamai, is it that we tell him, safeguard and you should listen? So Amabai, he says, Shama means safeguard, means Havi Taidi, you gotta bring the Taidi v'Shamata, and to listen means Havi Lachma, you gotta bring the breads too. As the price is saying, even though he wants to back out, he has to bring the breads with the Taidi. Rav Amar, he says a different interpretation. He says, Shama, when it means safeguard, means Havi Taidi v'Lachma, that means to bring the Taidi and the breads, v'Shamata, and to listen means Shaloi Tehi Rogu Lasaskin, you shouldn't be accustomed to doing this, to making such an inappropriate nether of the Taidi without the breads. That's what it means, Shammai B'Shammai, to begin. That's like B'Shammai, according to everyone. Now, the Mishnah had said that, let's say he says, I want to bring the Toida and the breads from Maisa Sheini. So, said the Mishnah, Yavi, he could bring it. Now, as we had alluded to in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Yavi, he should bring it? What, Loi Sagid, Loi Maisi, it's not enough that he shouldn't bring the breads from Maisa Sheini? What? Most definitely, it would seem that if he brings the breads from Chulin, for sure, or it's called Tavi La Bracha, for sure he should be blessed. Why is it saying that he has to bring from Maaser Sheni? So it says the Gemara, of Nachman and Chizda Armi, they both say, no, what it means is Ratza, maybe, if he wants to, since he stipulated that he could bring it from Maaser Sheni, then maybe, but Lai Ratza, Lai Yavi, if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. Of course, Tavi La Bracha, he could bring from Chulin and use the Maaser Sheni for other consumption purposes. It just means that he's allowed to. Now the Mishnah concluded by saying, "V'lo yavi mechite ma'aser sheni." So although we allow you in these situations to bring the taida and the breads from ma'aser sheni, but you cannot bring from the actual wheat kernels itself from ma'aser sheni to go and use that for the flour for the lachmi taida. Ella rather mimais ma'aser sheni. What you are allowed to do is from the money of ma'aser sheni, like we said, like you deconsecrated onto monies. Those monies, then you purchase food seed in Yerushalayim. From those monies, you could use to purchase flour to go and use for the lachmi taida. No, but Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, Dami Tavayu, they both qualify this halacha, and they say, Lo yishanu el mechitim ma'aser shenim. This was only said from the actual literal kernels, from the wheat stalks of the ma'aser shenim that grew in this person's field. Al mechitim ha'lekuchais, but from wheat which was purchased in Yerushalayim, mimois ma'aser shenim, from the money of ma'aser shenim, but it was originally purchased for the consumption of ma'aser shenim, then yavi, then you're allowed to bring, whether it be the taida or in this situation that we're describing, the breads of the taida could be purchased from this wheat which was purchased with ma'aser shenim. So though it's ma'aser shenim wheat, but it's not the original, it's not the authentic one, it was the one that was purchased with the money of it, you could then take that flour, that wheat, and use it for the flour of the lachmei taida. Now, on this halacha, the Gemara brings that Yosef Rav Yirmiyah Kamed Rav Zera. The Yosef would come and he was sitting and saying this halacha. Say, Loi shanu el mechitim ma'aser sheni. This that we said in the Mishnah, you cannot use the wheat of ma'aser sheni, it means the original ones. Av mechitin al kuchas b'mois ma'aser sheni yavi. But if it's wheat that was purchased with money of ma'aser sheni, and now you have again ma'aser sheni wheat, but it's not the original one, that you could use that itself, you could use to go ahead and make it into flour for the breads of the taida. On that, Amalei, so that Reb Zera said to Reb Yirmiyah, Rebbe ato emrekein, my master, this is what you're saying? Ani emre, but I say, afilu mechidna lekuchis b'mois ma'aser sheni, that even wheat, which was beforehand purchased from ma'aser sheni money for the purposes of being ma'aser sheni produce, which means you'll eat in Yerushalayim with the sanctity of ma'aser sheni money, that lo yavi, you're not going to bring that actual secondary wheat as the flour for the carbon taida. And the Mishnah that teaches Elimimoyis Meister Sheni, what that means to say is that you have to go ahead and take wheat that was purchased for the purposes of being for the carbon taida from money of Meister Sheni and then bring it. But you can't bring it from wheat that was purchased with the Meister Sheni money for the purpose of being Meister Sheni and then use it for the breads of the taida. And says Reb Zera to Reb Yirmiyah, Ve'ema Tami Didi, Ve'ema Tami Didach. And I'll say the reasoning for my opinion, I'll say the reasoning for your opinion. First, Ema Tami Didach, I'll tell you the reasoning for your opinion. Because toidim hechakal yalfaslam, regarding the carbon taida and its breads, from where do you learn out that it can be brought, as our Mishnah says, if one stipulates that originally, from ma'aser sheni money? Mishlamim. Because the Torah calls a carbon taida a shlam, like it says, toida shlamav. And just like a shlam can be brought from ma'aser sheni, so to a carbon taida can be brought from ma'aser sheni if the person wants to. As he continues, as the Gemara continues, Taba pei beizim and aleph, because vishlamim, the carbon shlam itself, how do you know that it can be from ma'aser sheni money? Where someone could take his ma'aser sheni money and bring it as a carbon shlam. Sham shami ma'aser. We learn the gzeir shava, where it says, v'zavach the shlam and v'chalta sham. And it says, by ma'aser v'nesata b'kesa v'chalta sham. Just like over there, sham means ma'aser sheni. Also here it means ma'aser sheni. Now, so to you, you'll infer and you continue. Umina. And we learn out ma'ashlam in gufan ma'aser. Just like shlam, although there's a permissibility with it being ma'aser sheni, it itself is not ma'aser sheni, because ma'aser sheni is only in produce, in grain. Rather, what does it mean that shlam can be ma'aser sheni? It means from money of ma'aser sheni, that for that you'll bring shlamim, af toida nami. So then the toida also, meaning regarding the breads of the carbon toida, in gufa ma'aser, it itself is not ma'aser. In other words, from the original wheats of the that were grown in the fields that were designated as ma'aser sheni. But v'hani chit halukuchis b'ma'aser sheni, but the wheat which was purchased with the money ma'aser sheni, nami in gufa ma'aser, they're also not the original ma'aser, and that's why you permit the lachmei taida to be brought from that, because it was something that was purchased from the money of ma'aser sheni, just like it's by shlamim. That's why you hold that that's permitted. But ema tami didi, but I'll tell you the reasoning of my opinion. And it starts off the same as yours. Toida mehecha k'yalfin alo. So where do we know that toida could be brought from ma'aser sheni? Mishlam. And how do you know shlam? Because b'shlam shlam shami ma'aser will nixer shavu from ma'aser. Now, but ma shlam ain min ma'aser, but just like shlam, which is not even the same species as ma'aser, because shlamim is an animal, which is meat. Ma'aser is peri, is produce, is grain. So af toidu, so therefore you have to be limited with the halach of toidu, which we're learning out from shlamim, that the lach me toidu, the breads of the toidu, which can be brought from ma'aser, that Ein min ma'aser. It cannot be brought from something that's the same species as ma'aser. That's lafuke. That's excluding chitna lekuches b'mois ma'aser sheni. The wheat, even the wheat that was purchased from the money of ma'aser sheni, because the min ma'aser nino. Because ultimately, that is the same species as the ma'aser itself. Rather, like I'm saying, it's limited to, as the Mishnah says, from the monies. You could use that monies to purchase lachmei taida for the utility of being a taida, because money is not a min ma'aser. It's not a type of ma'aser. But even that which was bought with the ma'aser sheni money, as wheat, but for being it's still the type of Meiser that you can't use for the Lach Meitaida. It's limited to somebody that's not even the same type, just like the Karban Shlam, which is meat. So the Taida could only be something that's not the same type, which could be money. Then you could use the money for wheat, but you can't use the wheat itself, even if it was something that was purchased with Meiser Sheni money. He says, that's why I disagree, and I hold that it's limited to the actual money, and not even wheat, which is purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni.